Good morning to you all, and welcome to our communion service on this fifth Sunday of Lent. The collect for this fifth Sunday of Lent. Gracious Father, you gave up your Son out of love for the world. Lead us to ponder the mysteries of his passion, that we may know eternal peace through the shedding of our Saviour's blood, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said, "This is not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it." Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In our living room in the vicarage, we have the flowers that were given out last week for Mothering Sunday. I'm not a gardener, as previously alluded to. However, so I have no idea what flowers they are. I couldn't begin to tell you. But the smell that they have produced has been amazing this week. Every time we've walked into that room, you can just smell them as you enter in. And it makes you pause and just smell the amazingness of them. And all of that from a very small posy of flowers. Our sense of smell can evoke memories for each one of us. And when we lose that sense of smell, the world becomes a very strange place. I'm sure I'm not the only one who, when tested positive for COVID, lost their sense of smell. I remember when I had it 3 years ago, suddenly realizing I couldn't smell anything. And walking around the kitchen smelling bottles of vinegar or other things that smelt very strongly to check if I could still smell or not. It was very odd thinking that there was no smell from vinegar at all, despite how deeply I sniffed. Certain smells evoke memories for all of us. The smell of freshly cut grass, of coffee being made, the smell of a fried breakfast, the burnt toast. See that one? I didn't think that one would make you laugh, but it did. A roast cooking, or the smell as you walk past a garden full of flowers. So as we delve deeper into our gospel reading from John this morning, I wanted, before anything else, to put it in some context as to what came before in chapter 11. Chapter 11 in John starts with the death of Lazarus, who's Mary and Martha's brother. Jesus doesn't drop everything and rush to their side when he hears the news that Lazarus is unwell. But he arrives after he has died and has been laid into a tomb. And it's here in chapter 11 that we find one of the I am statements by Jesus. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though they die." Jesus then raises Lazarus from the dead, which was unexpected by all who were gathered, by all who were mourning him. And all who see this are amazed, and they go to visit them. And it's at this point, John says, that the chief priests and the Pharisees call a meeting and plot how they can kill Jesus, because they do not like what he is doing. It's then that Jesus stays out of the public eye for a little while until Passover draws near, which then leads us to the beginning of John chapter 12, where we're told it's 6 days before Passover, and Jesus comes to Bethany and to the house of Lazarus. Martha, we're told, served those who were present. Lazarus was at the table with Jesus, and Mary washes Jesus' feet. Each one of them had a role in this meal. Martha was doing what society expected of her, preparing the meal and serving it. Yet Mary did not. Lazarus was one of those reclining with Jesus at the table, as were the disciples, it seems, because Judas is then mentioned. If Judas was there, it would suggest that it would follow that the other disciples were there too, although we have no mention of them in this story. Judas is only mentioned for his comment about the cost of the perfume that Mary uses to wash Jesus' feet, which could have fed the poor. Although John comments that this was more to do with the fact that he was a thief, which actually might just be hindsight comment put into the story after it was written down, rather than a factual knowledge at the time. But it means that in John's gospel, we have a setting of the scene for Judas to then go on to betray Jesus, as John is showing that he's all about money and what he can gain for himself. And what we also find in these 8 verses in this story is a precursor event to the Last Supper. There are several similarities. They are all in a room sharing a meal with one another. They're reclining at the table as they would to eat. Judas is mentioned in a negative way, as someone who seems to be saying something worthy, but in fact the motive behind it is not. There's the washing of feet, although not done by a servant with water, but by Mary with expensive perfume. And the verb used in the passage for washing is the same one that is found when Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all contain an encounter where Jesus is anointed in the week before his death. Matthew states it was in Bethany, but at the house of Simon the leper, and an unknown woman poured expensive ointment onto his head. Mark has this happen at Simon the leper's house too, but he also states that the ointment used was nard. In Luke, we have a slightly different version again, in that a woman came to the house where Jesus was and bathed his feet with her tears, dried them with her hair, and then anointed his feet with ointment that she had brought. In Luke's account, there are no question about how expensive this ointment was, whereas in Matthew and Mark and John, there is, although John is the only person who mentions Judas by name. Mary anoints Jesus' feet with expensive perfume, a perfume that filled the house with fragrance. Nard is a sweet-scented, lightweight oil. I wonder if she had bought it because Lazarus had died. Or did she actually understand what was going to happen to Jesus, so therefore had it ready for him? Jesus suggests this is the case, but I wonder why she chose that particular night to do this. Why she picked that moment to use that perfume. It was a moment that was unexpected by all who saw it. And we still use anointing today in the church. Those who are baptized are anointed with oil as a sign that they are part of God's family, that they are set apart for him. And we use the words, Christ claims you for his own. Receive the sign of the cross. At ordination, Bishop Allen anointed our hands with a huge amount of oil at the time. And Bishop Jane did the same with thankfully not quite so much oil when we had the service here for when I started. At a previous church, we had a Sunday every month where we would offer the healing anointing to those who were at the service. And the words we would use for that would be, I anoint you in the name of Christ who gives you life. Receive Christ's forgiveness, his healing and his love. May God grant you the riches of his grace, his wholeness and his peace. When Mary anointed Jesus' feet, it was an act of love towards him, a sign of her understanding of what was going to come in future days. Her act was not one that was expected or required, but that didn't stop her from anointing Jesus. She did the unexpected. And as we draw closer to Holy Week, let us look this week for unexpected ways where we can serve the God that we love as Easter draws near. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ, give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross, and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.